Our next guest is Troy Helming. He is the CEO and founder of an interesting new company, relatively new, called Crystal Planet. It's all about the wind. And we're going to check in with him now and see what Crystal Planet is doing to try to bring more wind towers and wind power to communities across the United States. They say that there is more wind power in the middle of our country than there is in, Saudi Arabia? That couldn't be. Maybe. We'll find out. Troy Helming, are you with us?
I'm here. Glad to be here. Thank you.
What did I hear about all the wind power we have in the middle of this country?
Well, it's pretty remarkable. Just three states, Kansas, Texas, and North Dakota, have enough wind potential to power the entire country, or the Midwest altogether could power our national electric grid eight times over, or power the grid three times over, plus have enough leftover energy to make hydrogen out of water for every car and truck in America.
All we need to do is build a lot of wind farms. How many do we have currently across the country?
We have about 6,000 megawatts, which is approximately about $8 billion worth of wind farms that we've built in the last 20 years.
When you say we, are you talking about Crystal Planet or all?
I'm talking about in America total.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. It's pitiful. We only power about 0.8% of our country with wind today. And some of the European countries are way ahead of us. Little Denmark and Spain have surpassed us with installed wind, and Germany has three times more wind than the U.S. does.
And in our remaining minute before the break, but we will continue after it, why are we so pitiful? Why are we falling behind?
Well, primarily the key driver is the public, and it's not a government initiative. In my opinion, the grassroots marketing efforts that Crystal Planet is using and other companies around the country in various regions, if people will choose green tags, that is, in fact, the only way that we can stimulate the construction of more renewable energy projects and essentially force clean power and clean energy into the grid.
And after the break, we'll get into what green tags are, but how many customers do you have so far?
We actually started marketing about a year ago. We have over 3,000 customers in 48 states and 17 countries today.
And you're growing pretty quickly.
We're just getting started. We grew by over 400% last year, and we expect to mirror that this year, yeah.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about the promise of wind energy and some of the problems with it, including they say it can kill birds, but I bet that they've dealt with that at Crystal Planet, or at least they're trying to go around that problem. You're listening to EcoTalk on Air America Radio. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
And we poison the water we drink. And we're the only known creatures in the whole universe with the ability to think. But we keep on thinking, having us lies and how much we buy and sell. And more of paradise is lost, and only time will tell what will become of Mother Nature in the coming years. When we will have about 10 billion neighbors on the sphere, will our children's children wake up to the American dream? Or will it have become a nightmare beyond imagining?
Welcome back to EcoTalk, and we are speaking with Troy Helming. He is the founder and CEO of Crystal Planet, a relatively new company that is investing big time in wind energy. And obviously, you do believe part of the answer is blowing in the wind, the answer to reducing our fossil fuel dependence. You are totally a wind power company, or do you have other sources of renewables, too, that you're developing?
We do have other. We do solar PV, and we also have, for large scale, we have some ocean technology that we're employing in the Caribbean.
Okay, before we went to break, I brought up one of the criticisms of wind power, wind farms, and that is that it kills birds, bats, and butterflies, so they say. And one of the examples of that, the worst examples, I guess, is what we have here in California in the Bay Area Altamont Pass, where I guess somehow the wind farms were built in the path of migratory birds. Whoops. Who did that?
Big whoops.
Big whoops.
Well, unfortunately, that project was originally built in the early 1980s, and today any project that gets built is required to do environmental studies of some type, and you just wouldn't build in that area today. Unfortunately, that is a raptor nesting ground, so that's really the one wind farm anywhere in the world where there has been a concern with bird strikes. However, they're repowering a lot of those wind turbines, putting much larger ones that have slower-moving rotors, and have tubular towers, so there's no place for the birds to nest, and they're seeing that that is significantly reducing the problem there. But at every other wind farm anywhere pretty much anywhere in the world, there's not really much of a problem at all because of the modern wind turbines.
Okay, I can picture the wind towers because I live near there and have seen a few others, but for someone perhaps who has not described a wind tower and a wind farm, they are pretty big.
They're huge. The typical wind turbine is about 30% taller than the Statue of Liberty, and the rotor diameter is about twice that of a Boeing 747 airplane. They're enormous. Each one costs about $2 million installed, lasts about 30 to 50 years, and can power approximately 800 homes.
And is the technology improving so that there is something to prevent, you know, catching whatever's flying by?
Indeed it has, yeah. Like I mentioned, the rotor, the spinning, it's a fairly slow RPM, so the birds can easily avoid the blades. And because they're so much taller and higher and so much larger, they don't have these fast spinning blades that, you know, birds can't see. They're just very, very easy to see. So, you know, Darwin might say if a bird got hit by one of these slow moving blades, maybe it should have gotten hit. just teasing. But no, there's certainly a lot of study that's put into it as a result of Altamont Pass, and the bird strikes, even there, are significantly lower than what they've seen in cell phone towers and buildings and cars and house cats and that type of thing.
Now, you're based in Kansas, a pretty windy state, I understand?
One of the top in the country, yes.
Who knew? The wind blew so strong in Kansas. I must say I've never been, so how would I know? Is that where you're from, or did you really do research and pick the windiest state in the Union?
Well, I grew up here, but my family's actually from the Bay Area. My mother grew up in Walnut Creek, and I've got all kinds of aunts and uncles around the Bay Area. But I moved here when I was 5, so I consider this the Kansas City area home. So it's really just a coincidence, well, although nothing is a coincidence, I suppose, in life, that I'm here, and Kansas is ranked number one in the country for total renewable potential. We could power almost half the U.S. electric grid with our wind and biomass and solar resource here.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of how Crystal Planet works and how consumers can actually take part in this effort to grow wind farms.
Certainly. In Europe, there's about 35 million people paying a little more for their power. They pay a little more for power, kind of like paying more for organic food or premium gas at the pump, which burns cleaner. You can do that in your home by buying a green tag. Green tags represent the clean energy injected into the grid from a wind farm that may be hundreds of miles away from you. And as a result of demand in Europe by consumers and businesses buying green tags, they've built far more wind farms than we have here. In America today, there's only about 1 million people buying green tags, but the demand is quite high. The polls and surveys say that about 75 million Americans are willing to buy a green tag, and 200 million Americans want more wind and solar injected into the grid. They're just not willing to pay for it. But 75 million are, and if someone buys a green tag, they are literally offsetting and eliminating all of the pollution they cause in their home by procuring electricity.
Okay, so for those who think green tag indicates 40% off at Macy's, describe exactly what it is and how it works.
Okay. You pay a little extra, and it's either on your utility bill or you buy a green tag from a separate company like Crystal Planet. In our case, it is tax deductible, and it means that you have eliminated the pollution in your home. You're getting 1,000 kilowatt hours of wind energy that is injected into the national grid on your behalf from a wind farm, and you're directly contributing to the Freedom Plan and the construction of new wind turbines by doing this. And in our case, we also offer a monthly gift at a premium coffee store, so you can get a $5 gift card, and there's a grassroots referral program, so you can share the concept with others and actually get credits that you can apply towards utility bills or other bills that you may have. We'll actually send you a $30 check every month if you refer three other customers on green tags. But you do get a statement showing the pollution you've eliminated. Most people don't realize that using electricity in your home causes far more pollution than driving around in a car for 30,000 miles. The creation of electricity in this country is the worst pollution culprit we have, and you can eliminate all of your pollution that you are causing by purchasing simply a green tag. And because it is tax deductible, it does lower lowers the net cost, and our customers have the ability to purchase at preferred pricing energy-saving products as well, like fuel catalysts to save 20% on gasoline and things like that we offer.
Is it a similar concept to solar panels? I know we put 3.5 kilowatts on a couple of years ago, and it's not that the power generated from those panels while we're at work and the sun is beating down all day is coming to power our house, but it's going into the grid, which means that much less dirty power is created.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you get a written guarantee, and our green tags are certified and audited by a large public accounting firm, Grant Thornton, but you do get a guarantee that 1,000 kilowatt hours of clean power were injected into the grid on your behalf, which means a power plant somewhere doesn't have to burn coal or gas to create that same amount of power.
Now, my PG&E, my utility is PG&E.
Okay.
If I wanted to get a green tag, can I stay with PG&E? Must I stay with PG&E and just add this too, or is there a certain utility that you have to join?
No, in fact, it's easiest if you just stay with your current utility and buy a green tag from one of several dozen third-party green tag marketers, like Crystal Planet. Of course, we would encourage people to check out all of the green tag marketers, but ours is the only one that is tax-deductible and has a monthly thank-you gift and a referral program. But it's easiest just to stay with PG&E. You keep getting your dirty power from them, and then you eliminate the pollution by buying a green tag, and that does force clean power into the grid.
And how much is the premium?
It's either $10 or $30 per month, depending on the size of your home, and there are some different differences. You can find out more on the website, and there's also a toll-free number that explains it a little more.
Do you think there's enough Americans who will be willing to pay a premium, even though it's pretty modest, to invest in wind power?
Well, I think so. Like I said, there's been 1,000 surveys and polls done, and they say, again, 200 million Americans want clean power. 75 million are willing to pay a little more for it.
You're going to test that, aren't you?
We are going to test it, and we're growing very quickly, especially with the awareness now of the damage we're doing to our health and the trade deficit and all of the cost to our economy of our current myopic dependence on fossil fuels and foreign oil. So I think so. Furthermore, we have an energy efficiency program where our customers are eligible to have a free home energy review where we can show people how to save up to $150 a month on energy costs, including gasoline. So that obviously more than pays for the cost of the green premium.
Okay, in the last couple of minutes, I just want to get into one of the other challenges I'm sure you're facing is siting, getting land to build these. Now, as you said, it's in the eye of the beholder. I think our solar panels are beautiful, and I'm kind of disappointed that because of the way our house is on the downslope of a hill, it doesn't show enough. I'm proud of them, but there's actually a community in the Bay Area that has banned solar panels, calling them an eyesore. How do you go about telling America that wind towers are beautiful?
Well, Betsy, it's actually easier than you might think here in the Midwest. There's so many areas where people are literally begging us to come build more wind projects. There are a lot of farmers and ranchers that love the idea of earning a royalty on the wind, and because the best wind in the country is here in the Midwest where there's not that many people that live, most of our projects are going up here in the Midwest. So people that sign up on clean power in California or New York or Florida, we have customers, like I said, in 48 states. We can certainly build more projects here and send the power up to 1,000 to 1,500 miles away.
But I certainly have heard of cases where it's the not in my backyard syndrome. I think in Nantucket they're trying to build a wind farm, and
correct,
some people are for it, and many are against, or at least as many.
It does, and unfortunately it polarizes the environmental community, but there are appropriate places to build these projects, and there are inappropriate places. So we're certainly looking at all of the places where people really want us to build these wind energy projects, and we're getting a very, very open-arm welcome reception from all of these different communities. They desperately need the economic impact that these projects deliver to rural areas.
How will you know if you've been successful in the next couple of years? What's your target?
Our target is to acquire 1 million homes on green tags here at Crystal Planet, and that will actually fund the first phase of the Freedom Plan, which I wrote about in a book that I published a couple months ago, but there's a number of companies that have endorsed the Freedom Plan, and with 1 million customers, that will kickstart that plan, which does not rely on any government subsidies or support, but it's a grassroots effort to convert America to 100% clean power over 10 years at a cost of $2 trillion, but it's self-funding once we have 1 million customers on clean power. And incidentally, the Freedom Plan will save the American economy $20 trillion between now and 2025.
Wow. How about a website as we run into a commercial?
Absolutely. www.crystal-planet, and that's spelled with a K, crystal-planet.com/ecotalk. And a toll-free number is 877-243-4579.
Yes, and we also have a link on our website at www.ecotalk.net. Troy Helming of Crystal Planet, thank you and good luck.
Thanks so much.
We're listening to EcoTalk. We'll be right back after these messages.